Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that was Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as he resigned as the Prime Minister amidst a massive wave of unpopularity. And to give us some more insight into the situation and where Canada sits now with the Prime Minister resigning is Paula Newton, CNN anchor and correspondent based in Canada. Paula, thank you so much for your time today.
Hello, Paula. Paula is there, but she's not there.
Hello, Paula.
Hello, Paula.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
What's happening?
No, you're good.
We were worried sick for a minute.
Telecommunications not great. See, there you go.
Yeah.
No worries. No, well, thank you so much. We were, as we said, introducing you, talking about Prime Minister Justin Trudeau resigning from Prime Minister of Canada, pretty unpopular right now in the election later on this year, I believe needs to take place before October. Just because it is a different system, can you set the table for our listeners of exactly what this means for Canada with Trudeau's resignation?
Okay, well, the first thing is, unlike any kind of direct election you guys have just had in the United States, so for us, it is an election really by party, right? The party that gets the most seats, then their leader normally is prime minister. What happened this time, and Justin Trudeau indicated he wasn't too happy about it, was his own party said, look, we do not want you to run for a fourth time. We must have an election by October of this year, and we don't want you to be the head of our party. So what happens then is he remains as prime minister, until his party picks a leader, which should happen sometime in the next couple of months. Then that leader will likely become the party leader plus the prime minister. And then on it goes from there. Because they have what's called a minority government, it means the opposition can call for an election anytime before October, but not now, because Trudeau also asked the Governor General, who is our official head of government, to suspend Parliament, which means that at least until the end of March, there will be no election in Canada. But by that time, they expect there will be a new leader of the Liberal Party, a new prime minister, and he or she may face voters much earlier than October.
Yeah, Paula, when you look at Justin Trudeau, especially here in the United States, people knew that, you know, he came into the office, you know, young and handsome and Mr. Popular. He was kind of Mr. Wonderful over there in Canada. He was the leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years. He was the prime minister for 9. What happened to get us to this point?
Now, stop me when this sounds familiar. Listen, 9 years is a long time. Yeah. Canadians are fed up with inflation. You know, groceries especially. I mean, guys, I went to the grocery store the other day. It was $11 for grapes.
Oh.
I mean, it is just so...
Oh, I thought we were the only country dealing with that.
No. And my husband insists on Raisin Bran, and that was $7. Okay? It's honestly too much, too much. And people really feel it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think at that point in time, they were also a little bit sick of the virtue signaling. And I'm speaking not for myself, obviously, but for many Canadians that I've spoken to. And I can tell you from having spoken to Canadians just in the last 48 hours as well, they're not very happy with the way he left things. Again, stop me when this sounds familiar. Trudeau knew that his popularity had sunk to levels that were likely not going to sustain him to win another election. And yet he refused for so many months to step aside, which means that the Liberal Party itself, not only does it not have a good succession plan in place, but the point is we now, Canadians, have to deal with President-elect Donald Trump, that all you all know, as well as threatening to put 25% tariffs on all Canadian imports, is also saying, look, why not just join the United States? Why not become the 51st state? So there's a lot going on, and Canadians feel that Trudeau has really left them vulnerable.
It is interesting because when this last election happened in the United States, we did talk about the fact that so many incumbents around the developed world in their most recent elections all lost, which isn't something that really ever happens. That people are feeling the inflation and feeling all the price stuff worldwide, So it's interesting to hear that this is also basically happening in Canada, too.
Absolutely. And it really is the mirror image. They do not feel like people are listening to them. But also, you could, you know, you guys can relate. After 9 years, people want change. And that change they didn't feel was coming from Justin Trudeau, certainly not in terms of his branding and what he's doubled down on. But also, he didn't seem to make room for anyone in his own party. And a reminder that his finance minister, his deputy prime minister, resigned a few weeks ago, leaving really the finances in dire straits. But more than that, she accused him of using political gimmicks in a short-term tax cut, you know, instead of really dealing with the finances so that it would leave Canada in a strong financial position as it was coming up against perhaps those tariffs from Donald Trump. So a lot going on there, but she really was the tipping point. He said in his press conference, look, he said, I'm a fighter, but I've been told by my own party that I, you know, they do not want me to run. So he was forced to step aside.
What role did immigration in Canada play in this? I know in European countries, obviously in the U.S., immigration is a big deal. The geographic situation of all these countries are very different. But was immigration an issue in Canada as well?
Listen, 100%. It is something that has stunned everyone in Canada, even those of us who are, as we say, first-generation Canadians. My parents were immigrants to Canada, and many people have a similar background. And yet, the record immigration that we have had from so many different levels, it was all legal. There was certainly some people who chose to come across the border illegally, and they're going through their due process right now to see if their refugee cases stand. But so much of this was legal immigration to the point where Canada's population went through a record going through 2023 and 2024. What has that done? It has put a lot of strain on public services. So if you're taking your kids to a public school in the neighborhood, 3, 4, 6 new kids can show up at any class. That puts strain on the schools. It's put strain on our public health care system. In Canada, most people access public health care, which means you go to a hospital, you know, you don't have insurance. It is just a universal payer, as they say, system. The lineups in the hospitals are extreme, in emergency rooms to see specialists, even to see family practitioners. I do not have a family doctor, and I've not had a family doctor for 4 years since my family doctor retired, and it's not for lack of trying. All of this has come to a head for Canadians and saying, look, we're all for immigration, but the levels have been just far too high.
You mentioned the incoming president talking about annexing Canada or having it be the 51st state or whatever he has said. How does that go over in Canada with the citizenry?
You can imagine, not well. I'm going to quote some people I spoke to yesterday, and it was basically, they said, for shame, Donald. They actually use his first name. They said, I'm quoting him, they said, for shame. We are a good ally, and what you're doing is absolutely embarrassing. You know, Justin Trudeau himself put on X that, you know, there's not a snowball chance in hell. I mean, look, you get the drift, right? This is the sentiment. But I have to say, I think what really resonates with Canadians, because it really does stiffen their spines for people to say this, is someone like, you know, Doug Ford, who is the premier of Ontario, so similar to a governor. And he the other day, in retort to Donald Trump, said, OK, you want to, you know, have Canada's 51st state? Actually, I've got a counter offer for you. Why don't we buy Alaska or Minnesota? He didn't happen to include Missouri in any of that, but, you know.
Shocking.
You never know. Yes, exactly. I would say, I don't know, I don't understand why Doug Ford only included cold weather states, because I'd like to have, like, New Mexico included in there, for instance. But, okay, so the point is, they want someone to stand firm against Donald Trump. Canadians do, because they do not agree with this. For many months, Canadians learned not to take Donald Trump too seriously. And now they realize that that was probably a mistake, that Donald Trump, I can tell you, the Canadian government is preparing for those 25% tariffs to come into place, and they are preparing for that to really hurt the economy in Canada.
Paul, I wanted to ask you, too, just going back to Trudeau again, how there would not be an emergency election or a snap election because he asked for Parliament to be suspended. Just to clarify, did he do that as well? Like, would the majority of party have switched from the Liberal Party to a different party?
No. So in terms of, you mean the party members themselves?
Or I guess who is in control? Who would be the majority party? Was there a, there was like a, another populist candidate? I apologize. I don't know his name. And they were,
No worries at all. So yes, right now the polls show that it is the opposition leader who is Conservative Party leader, Pierre Poilievre. And
yes,
he's ahead by about 20% in the polls. If the election were held today, his party, the Conservative Party, would be able to form a majority government, which means they'd be in office for at least 4 years. And because he's the party leader, he would be prime minister. He has found quite a following with MAGA base. Elon Musk just posted about him the other day. Megyn Kelly, several others. He certainly has more resonance in the United States and obviously as well in Canada. They've known him for a long time. He's a career politician. I was in his district just the other day when I was speaking to Canadians. It's not too far from Ottawa. And they love him there. He's been on the doorstep often. You know, as one pollster told me about him, though, he's perhaps not the most likable fellow as far as all the other Canadians are concerned. But as the pollster told me, you don't have to be likable. They want you to just get the job done. And I think right now they believe, if all things being equal, if the election were held today, they believe he'd be the better choice.
Gotcha. Yes, that is the name I had heard, that if it were to take place today, the Conservative Party would beat the Liberal Party. Wanted to clarify that. Thank you so much. Paula Newton, well, maybe we can talk more about exchanging warm weather and cold weather, because, I mean, I'm selfishly, selfishly in love with Canmore, that little town outside Banff. I'm so in love with it.
Lovely.
Oh, my gosh.
Lovely.
So maybe we'll give you, like, Florida or something. And I'll take the Canadian Rockies.
Although, Florida.
Although I have to say, I'm not sure that, I'm just going to say I'm biased, I'm Canadian. I'm not sure that's a fair trade, but okay, that's fine. We are desperate for our warmth. I'm still devastated that the Ottawa Senators were beaten by the St. Louis Blues on last Friday. It was not good, and we needed that game in hand, so I'm just saying.
I'll tell you what, we'll give you Poplar Bluff, Missouri. How about that?
It's like the Canadian Rockies
it is.
Of Missouri.
It's like, yes.
Yes.
There are bluffs.
I'm sure it's stunning. That sounds good. And for two defensemen from the Blues. Yeah,
okay,
I get it. Okay.
I don't think we can spare
our
any.
Our blue line's a little thin right now.
No, sorry.
We already gave you guys
Craig
Berube back. Toronto's got Craig Berube, and that was pretty painful.
Yeah. Thanks, Paula.
I'm not a Toronto fan, so really, I don't care. Anyway.
Paula, you're the best.
Take care. Have a great day. And thanks for your interest. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Paula Newton, CNN anchor and correspondent based in Canada. I think for any Canadian news, we got to go to Paula.
She's great.
She's great.
I love her now.
Yeah.
She's in. She's in the club.
Paula is in the club.
And she's going to be the mayor of Poplar Bluff soon.
Poplar Bluff, Canada.
Is there a rule that you have to be born
in Poplar Bluff?
In Missouri, to be Poplar Bluff, Missouri?
I don't think so.
Oh, by the way, a texter was wondering if Mike Kehoe has been talking about changing the name of Mexico, Missouri to America, Missouri.
I think we should.
He probably should have. By the way, a lot of people have weighed in on whether or not I should date that lady's sister. We'll tell you what the folks say next.